This is Boston Public Radio, and I'm Emily Rooney. And in case you haven't heard yet, I'm sure you have, big winter storm expected to bat the Bay State beginning tomorrow. Joining me here in the studio is meteorologist and weather blogger Dave Epstein. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you very much. Nice. Thanks to be here.
So we were just talking to Barry Burbank over at Channel 4 for a piece that I'm doing tomorrow on Beat the Press, just about, you know, the science of meteorology. And I mean, I've never seen anything like it, just on the models, as he calls it, the maps, the computer data. I mean, you guys all seem to be seeing the same thing, that the convergence of these two storms is just going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, and the science, for me, it's really fascinating how now the public is really beginning to talk about this. It's totally new. Even 2 years ago, the public didn't say words like models and did you see the European and what does the GFS say?
Yeah, yeah.
I had my 82-year-old aunt yesterday. She called me and she said, which do you like better, the European or the GFS? And I'm thinking, when did this happen?
Now, it's good, though.
Oh, it's great. It's all about education.
Yeah.
Like, I love the fact that the public actually understands, number one, what we do, but also the nuance of it. It's fairly difficult.
It's a science of, you know, inches or less. I mean, you know, Barry's just saying, you know, Just a slight wind direction change, and it can put the whole thing off. But, you know, he says he really believes this is on track, though.
Oh, I definitely think this is going to be a major storm. You know, we've got to get above 18 inches to get into the top 10. So if we hit 18.2...
You sound like you're waiting for that.
Well, you know, I mean, if we're going to forecast this, I got to tell you, it's pressure. I don't want to be wrong.
Yeah.
That's the other
thing.
I don't want to forecast all of this and have everybody, you know, schools are now closed in Boston tomorrow and everyone's expecting this. And then if we only got 10 inches, that would be a big storm, but that's not what we're forecasting.
Yeah.
So it's important that it happens.
All right. We want to open up the phone lines here because, you know, all this week we've been talking about big storms because it's the 35th anniversary of the blizzard of 78. So everybody's been talking about that. I had some great video on Greater Boston earlier in the week. And then tonight we're going to be talking about another storm, which was the Valentine's Day storm of 1940. Dave is going to join me again tonight. But we're going to open up the phone lines here at 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. My question to you is, are you going to get on the road tomorrow? That's one question. Number two, are you one of the people clearing the shelves of bread and milk? I just want to know. In my defense, I already did that. I had to go to the grocery store, and here's my excuse. I bought a new refrigerator, and I threw out everything in there, just lock, stock, and barrel, so I had nothing.
So you really are restocking.
I was restocking. I was starting from scratch, you know, beer, water, the whole thing.
Fair enough.
So how about you, Dave? Have you stocked up?
Well, you know, I did get milk, and I got eggs, and I said to some people, I said, what should I do? And I said, you know, one thing to do is cook some chicken. You know, if you have some chicken, just cook
it.
Have it. That way, if the power goes out, it's protein. And people say, well, the power goes out, you don't have your fridge. Well, you're going to have a big fridge outside with 20 inches of snow on the ground.
Right.
So throw it in the snow. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I used to do that. I have a little outdoor deck at my condo, and I used that for a temporary refrigerator while I was getting my new one. So that's always, you know... It doesn't matter whether it's – in fact, the food doesn't seem to freeze when you put it outside. If it's all together in a bag or something or a cooler, it just stays.
The snow acts as a nice insulator, so it's not going to really go much below freezing, so it'll be perfect.
All right, give us a call here, 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. Any kinds of questions, meteorological or otherwise, for Dave Epstein, and we just want to know what kind of plans you're taking. I mean – this is another one of those examples of where you don't want to be wrong because I won't say panic, but close to it. We've created a situation here where people are being told, you know, not to drive tomorrow and Saturday, that the schools are closing, you know, the bunkers are all gearing up. So talking about this 65-mile-an-hour winds, that is a hefty storm.
But let's be clear, the strongest winds will be along the coastline. So folks who live in, say, Newton or Framingham or Sudbury, they're not going to experience those coastal winds. Their winds will be really 30 to 45, maybe some gusts to 50. So similar to what we saw a week and a half ago with that strong winds, it'll be more like that. So when you hear those winds, I think that's one of the things that we all have to be careful about is that's the highest. That doesn't mean that everybody gets that.
Mm-hmm. So is it the coast that's going to get the worst? Because I was looking at the maps and the models as well, and it looks like a very wide, wide swath of Greater Boston, north and south, is going to get 18 to 24 inches. I've never seen such a wide mass that's predicted to get that much snow.
Yeah, the gradations, as we call them, are not going to be very large. You know, sometimes it's like Boston gets two,
three.
And then Newton gets six, and it really increases. It's really going to be 12 to 24 from Augusta, Maine, all the way down to northern portions of Rhode Island. So that's going to be a huge swath of New England.
What about the New York area?
New York City is going to be right on this rain-snow line. So portions of New York City, as you get northwest up towards Westchester County, they're in that 8 to 16-inch totals.
Oh, so they're going to get some, too.
But they are going to get quite a big storm as well. And there's a chance even that the city it may mix with some rain, but if that starts changing over to snow, even New York City could end up with a sizable snowstorm in excess of a foot. That's going to be the hardest. From New York, running along the coastline, Cape Cod Canal, and east, that's going to be the real tough
forecast. Hurricane Sandy hit them so hard, too, so let's hope they don't get it. Talking to meteorologist Dave Epstein, and we are taking your calls for the next 15 minutes, 877-301-8970, and I've got Lauren from Shrewsbury. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, I was just calling to share my plans for tomorrow. I'm going to get on the road, go to work. I work in a nursing home, and I've got a pad. I'm staying the night.
Oh.
Don't plan to leave work until Saturday, maybe around 9 o'clock.
Perfect. You have a plan, and you're sticking with it. But, probably trying to go home tomorrow night is going to be tough because you couldn't get back the next day, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I can't not be there.
How far a commute do you have to your job?
I drive from Shrewsbury to Brookline.
Oh, that's a haul. So smart move, Lauren. Thanks for giving us a call.
No, thank you.
I think a lot of people are making plans like that. I mean, we're putting up people here. You know, we're a news station. We've got to be on the air tomorrow, too. So we're putting up people in the general vicinity.
Tomorrow's not going to be a bad day. When you get up, it'll be cloudy. There might be some snow in the air. By the time we get to this point tomorrow, maybe a half inch to an inch and a half. And by the time the sun sets, I'm thinking 1 to as much as 3 inches on the ground.
So it won't be that bad during the commute.
It will not be. So, you know, if people go to work, because there are people that just have to go to work tomorrow, even though some of the schools are closed, I think coming home will be slow, but it's not going to be catastrophic. I think where it gets really difficult is 8, 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow night. That's where things really ramp up.
Good. I hope the whole staff here is listening because there was a lot of panic earlier in the day about taping earlier or doing this earlier or getting out here. But I'm glad to hear that it's not going to be that bad. Around this time, between 2 and 4, it should be okay. All right. We got Dee from Fall River. Go ahead, Dee.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Okay.
She sounds excited about the
storm.
Dee, you and Dave.
Are you a meteorologist, Dee?
Picture this, okay? I could open up my back door and put my Tootsies right on the seawall at Rexham Beach in Marshfield.
Wow.
Okay? And I am not kidding. I could step on the seawall. I used to lay out on the seawall. That was when I was in my 20s. Now I'm in my 50s. I'm in Fall River. I'm now retired. But back then, I couldn't even get out.
You're talking about the storm of 78.
The seawall crashed through. There were big rocks, lobster pots, everything. But one thing I learned is you buy the farmer's almanac, which is what I do.
What?
I was ready a week before this happened.
Come on, the farmer's almanac. No.
Now,
Dave and I are both
shaking
our heads at that. No.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I am so all set right now. I got enough water and everything for 3 weeks. Never mind 3 days.
You're one of those people who cleared the shelves of bread and milk. Got it. All right, Dee.
A week ago.
And
if anything happens, I got enough to cook stuff up for an army. And I got a gas stove. Never mind electric.
Absolutely. Me too. All right, Dee. Thanks for the call. Dave.
You're welcome. Bye.
We're shaking our heads.
Yeah, that's like relying on the groundhog for a forecast.
Exactly.
It's an animal.
Yeah, exactly. Or astrology or one of those things. All right, Dave from Wellesley, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I just moved up to the Boston area about 2 years ago, and I lived here for a while back in 2000, and I noticed the same thing. And it's just extremely surprising to me that this area gets so overly concerned about snow and about the snowstorms. I understand there was the 35th anniversary here of the 1978 storm, but we're a long way technology-wise, plow-wise, communications-wise. It's just unbelievable at how everybody freaks out and that there's no bread or water left on the shelves at the stores, and, it's just snow.
Well, we had become, Dave, you struck at something that drives me crazy, because I actually blew my stack a little bit yesterday in the newsroom where people were, asking about leaving earlier and everything. We are averse to any kind of inconvenience. That's really what has happened. We are so technologically dependent on everything. We don't want to lose power. Nothing is a venture anymore. We are just risk averse. And I really believe that happened. It might have started with the storm of 78, but do you agree, Dave? I mean, it's just
absolutely, you know, and it's not like, oh, when I was young, but really we used to,
exactly.
We used to be in school and we'd watch outside and there would be 5, 6, 7 inches of snow accumulate during the day. You'd leave school and you'd go home and they occasionally, if you had 10 or 12 inches of snow
maybe.
During the day, they might let you out early. But this idea that everything gets shut down a day in advance, I mean, honestly, tomorrow to shut the city down is really, I mean, I understand why we're doing it, but because, you know, we've
because
also
because of
become,
that storm of December a few years ago.
Right, and we've become a litigious society. That's
yes,
the other
that's
thing
the other
that's
thing.
Happened. So both of those kind of combined. But, this, you know, at the end of the day, people will look tomorrow. They'll be inside. They'll look outside and they'll be like, I'm home for what reason?
Yeah, yeah. Some companies have said you are demanding that people stay home, you know, to work from home and that kind of. What kind of work do, Dave?
Self?
Yeah.
I do investment management.
So you're going to work tomorrow? You're going to be working from home?
No, I will be working at the office tomorrow, and if it's bad enough to stay home to work, then I'm going to go skiing. So
love that. Good idea.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
All right, and we got John from New Bedford. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Emily. Love your show. Listen all the time.
Great.
I was just going to comment that I was just at a gas station, and their cars were like 12 deep. And
really?
And you can sense there's a little bit of urgency/panic in the air. A couple guys starting to argue. Why are you taking so long to pump gas? It's like, chill out. It's just a snowstorm.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that I would want, forget bread and milk and all that, I'd want a full tank of gas if I knew I had to get somewhere because you don't want to be...
I think that was the argument was, how dare you fill up your truck?
Oh, really?
It's getting a little edgy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I do enjoy your show. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, John. I'm gonna enjoy it. I mean, I'm sure you are too, Dave.
Oh yeah, I'll be blogging for Boston.com the whole time, and you know, staying on top of the storm, and I do love it. But yeah, as this gentleman just said, I think that, you know, people need to just chill out a little bit. It is just snow, and it always makes me a little bit nervous about what if there was a real emergency. If people get like this over a 30-hour snowstorm,
but it is. So when will be the
peak?
The peak time.
Yeah, so the peak right now looks like it'll be from about 9 p.m. tomorrow till around 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday. You know, it depends on exactly where you are. It'll first start winding down out in the Worcester area and last wind down outer portions of the Cape as well as Cape Ann. And so we'll watch that back edge kind of wind down during the day on Saturday. They're probably
how late into Saturday?
Well, I think there's going to be snow in the air for a long time during the day Saturday. But, you know, the heaviest, that core where it's snowing at 1 inch an hour, rates as high as 3 inches an hour. And that's where it's going to really determine who gets that 24 or higher inch amount is where did those bands set up.
So will that mostly be overnight?
That'll be mostly overnight and the first few hours after dawn on Saturday. By the time we get to, you know, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it may still be snowing, but it'll certainly be a lot lighter.
I mean, in some ways, it's good that it's Saturday. I mean, let's face it, you know, all the businesses don't have to worry about shutting down. The school buses don't have to worry. So really, tomorrow is the day. And you're thinking it might even be a little excessive to be canceling schools.
Well, I think it's excessive to cancel school tomorrow because schools end at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we do know how to drive in an inch of snow. But, you know, I'm just one man, and I'm not the superintendent.
Well, you can't, who can forget that thing? I think it was
December
2009 or
2007.
It was 2007?
It was 2007, believe it or not, when they let everybody out, and it took people 6-7 hours to get home.
Yeah, including me, and I live in downtown Boston, which is 6 miles from here.
Sure.
So it was great. Was it that long ago?
It was.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember that was brutal. Yeah, and we were standing up. It was 2007 because we just moved into this building. And we were looking at the Mass Pike through our, you know, we're on the sixth floor here, looking down at the, sort of saying, oh, look at those people on the Mass Pike, not realizing that every single back road and alley and everything else
had been
was
clogged.
Equally jammed as well.
The storm won't come in like that. That storm really went from 0 to 100 in a matter of minutes, you know, and we had several inches of snow on the ground within a few hours. This is really going to wind up. It'll start early tomorrow, but really during the day tomorrow, the snow is going to be quite light.
So funny, looking out the window right now, you can't really, you know, just mind-boggling to get your head
around it. I was thinking, when will we see bare ground again? It's been bare so much of this winter. It probably is going to be 3 or 4 weeks anyway until we finally clear all the snow.
I know how much Callie loves the snow, don't you, my dear?
I hate it.
I know.
We all know how to drive in 1 inch. You do. I'm not driving at all tomorrow.
I'm looking forward. I've got new wheels and tires on my car, and I can't wait to try it.
Oh, my God.
You'll be doing donuts in the parking lot.
I need my sandwich thins.
All right. Take it away, Callie.
All right. Thank you for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. You can find us on the web at wgbhnews.org/BPR. I'm Callie Crossley. Our show is a production of WGBH Radio. Get your food and milk. Have a great afternoon.